Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We are now in the seventh chapter of Masachet Sotah, Mishnah Vav, which begins at the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. It takes us back to one of the items listed in Mishnah Bet of those things that need to be said with Lashon HaKodesh, and that is Birchat Kohanim. And for this and the next two podcasts, we will be dealing nearly exclusively with Birchat Kohanim and nearly all of the relevant halachot brought in the Shas of Birchat Kohanim appear here. Birchat Kohanim Ketzad. B'medina omer ota shalosh brachot uv'mekdash bracha achat. This is the Mishnah. It says, Medina means outside of the Mikdash. Birchat Kohanim is said as three brachot. Yivarechecha, Ya'er, and Yisa. All of them are listed, by the way, as Pasuk 1 on the page. Of a mikdash, in the Beit HaMikdash, they're said as one bracha. We'll deal with that in the next podcast, why it's bracha achat. Has to do with the fact that Amen is not said in the Mikdash. Mikdash omer Hashem kichtavo. The Kohanim, when they say Shem Hashem yivarechecha, the next word they say is Hashem's name, as we call it, Hashem HaMeforash, the name as it is written, which we never pronounce, outside of the Mikdash. Uvamedina b'chinuyo. Outside of the Mikdash, it is said, is the cognomen, which is said Adonai. B'medina, outside of the Mikdash, Kohanim nosim et yidehen keneged kitfehen. The Kohanim lift their shoulder, their arms, their hands out, even with their shoulders of Mikdash, al gabei rasheihen. The Mikdash lifted above their heads. Chutz mikohen gadol. So the Tanakhama says that the Kohen Gadol does not lift his hands above his head. She'eino magbi et yadav l'malo min hatzitz. Because his hands should never rise higher than the tzitz that he wears. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Kohen Gadol, Magbia Yadav L'malo Min Hatzitz. He says, no, even the Kohen Gadol does. Shinemar, in a Pasuk, we're going to get back to this later on in the Gemara, Vayisaron Et Yadav El Am Vayivarchem, that Aharon lifted up his hands to the people after doing the Chatat as part of the inauguration ceremony on Bayom HaShmini, and lifted his hands up and blessed the people, and the notion is that he lifted them above his head. Okay, here there's the Gemara, and we're going to go through a series of drashot on the opening line, Kol Tivarchu, and on the next phrase, Kol Tivarchu B'nei Yisrael, Amor Lahem. Kol Tivarchu. So the first item takes us back to Mishnah Bet, which is not mentioned in our Mishnah, which is the language. Kol Tivarchu B'Lashon HaKodesh. Ata Omer B'Lashon HaKodesh, Ho'ina Ola B'Chol Lashon, perhaps it could be said in any language. Nemar kan ko tivarchu v'nemar lahalan eli amdu livarech et ha'am. Now this is not following Rabbi Yehuda's position that every time it says ko it means lashon hakodesh, but rather it's because of the word tivarchu. And later on in the ceremony that we just dealt with over the last three podcasts of Grizim and Eval, it says eli amdu livarech et ha'am. Malalan lashon hakodesh avkan lashon hakodesh. Just as Grizim and Eval were lashon hakodesh, so here also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Enot Sarich, Rabbi Omer Ko. We already have seen Rabbi Yehuda's approach that the word Ko tells you, Ad Shemub Lashon Hazet. Good, meaning it has to be said exactly this way, Yivarcha, etc., not He shall bless you. Tanya Idach, we have another Braita, Ko Tavarchu Ba'amida. It has to be said standing. Atalmer Ba'amida, Elen Mishiva, maybe it could be said sitting. Markan Ko Tavarchu Ba'amar Lalan, Ele Amdu Levarech. And Har Grizim, it says they will stand to give the Bracha. So just like there, it's standing up. Here, it's also standing up. Rabbi Natan Omer Not Tzarich. Rabbi Natan says, I know that the Kohanim have to say Berchat Kohanim standing up without reference to Grizim and Eval. Harehu Omer L'Sharto U'Levarech B'Shmo. In the description of the rites of the Kohanim, it says that the Kohanim were selected L'Sharto, Levim, really L'Sharto, to serve God U'Levarech B'Shmo. To serve him and to bless in his name. Ma mesharet ba'amida, af merech ba'amida. Just like service has to be done standing, similarly the bracha has to be done standing. Umesharet gufe min alain. So the Gemara now asks, how does Rabbi Nata know that avodah has to be done standing up? Take a look in the Mishnah in Perek Bet of Zvachim to see that. Dichtiv la'amod l'sharet. In a parallel pasuk in Dvarim Yudchet, which talks about if the Levi comes, you have to include him, because that was the tribe that was selected, la'amod l'sharet, to stand and serve. Okay, Tanyidach, we have another ruling, Kol Tivarchu b'nisiut kapayim, that this bracha has to be said with the hands lifted up. Atalmer b'nisiut kapayim, or l'shalom b'nisiut kapayim, perhaps it doesn't need hands lifted up. Perhaps the Kohanim just have to intone the blessing. So the answer is Ne'amar kan kotav archuv Ne'amar lahalan by Saha Aaron et yadav alam vayivarchem. Here we have reference to the pasuk that was quoted in the Mishnah that Aaron lifted up his hands and blessed them. Malam nesud kapayim v'kam nesud kapayim. So just as that one was done with hands uplifted, similarly, Kotav Archu has to be done with hands uplifted. Now, Kashla B'Yonatan. B'Yonatan was bothered by this. Imalalan Kohen Gadol. So if that's the case, if you're going to use Aaron as the model, so then say that only Kohen Gadol, Virosh Chodesh, because according to most Rishonim, and the traditional understanding of the Midrash, Yom HaShmini was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I will take a look at the Ibn Ezra at the beginning of Parshat Shmini. But, Kohen Gadol v'Rosh Chodesh v'Avodat Tzibur. So perhaps, Birchat Kohanim, if you're going to say that it's done with Nesiur Kapayim based on Aaron, maybe it's only done by Kohen Gadol, and maybe it's only done on Rosh Chodesh, and maybe it's only done when there's a public service. Havkan Kodol v'Rosh Chodesh v'Avodat Tzibur, and of course we would not say that. So we have to have another approach to learning Nesiur Kapayim. So we don't need to have recourse to Aharon. In that same reference of the Hashem having selected the Levim to stand and serve he and his sons forever. Makish Panavlo, it compares Aharon's sons to him. So just as Aaron blessed the people with his hands uplifted, so his children also, meaning other Kohanim. And it says, forever. So not just that one day, Rosh Chodesh, Avodat Tzibur. Right? Vidkash Bracha L'Sherut. And of course, that the standing to serve now becomes transferred to Bracha, because Levarech, L'Shato Levarech Bishmo. Tanya Idach, we have another bright. Kot Varchu at Bnei Yisrael, B'Shem HaMeforash. Kot Varchu means you have to use God's name the way it's written. Atam Rav Shem HaMeforash, or Elam B'chinui, maybe not, maybe you say Shem Adnut. Tamalomar V'Samu et Shmi. How does the end of Parsha Berchat Kohanim go? They shall place my name on Bnei Yisrael. Shmi HaMeyuchad Li, my unique, ineffable name. Yachol HaPikvulin Kein. So I might think that they should do that also outside of the Mikdash. In the description of the Beit HaMikdash, it is the place that Hashem chooses to place his name. So that's the place of his name. So therefore, just as the place, Lasum et Shmo Sham, is the Beit HaBechira, the selected, chosen house, similarly, Vesamu et Shmi, that only applies with Beit HaBechira, and only there, Shem Hashem is said, Kichtavo. Rabbi Yeshua says, I have another proof, and don't need that one, to prove that Hashem's name is said in its mefurash way in the Mikdash. Harei Homer, we have this odd pasuk at the end of Parshat Yitro. Every place that I mention my name, I will bless you. Is that true that any place? You cannot set up a bama any place. Elamikra zem surasu. We have to turn that pasuk around. In other words, put the front and the back. B'chol makom asher avoy lach averachticha. Any place that I come to bless you, shamas kirchmi. There my name is mentioned. Where is that? Echan avoy lach averachticha beit habechira. That's the selected house. Shamas kirchmi beit habechira. There my name is mentioned explicitly. Tanya idach. We have another brayta again going on to kotuv archuk and rabbi Yisrael. Ein le ele bnei Yisrael. How do I know that people who are not Bnei Israel, converts, those who are Benot Israel, freed slaves, how do I know that they can also be included in the bracha, not as intoners of the bracha, but recipients? Tamud Amar Amor Lahem. Therefore, the next phrase is Amor Lahem. Kotav Rachud Bnei Israel, Amor Lahem is unnecessary. It's there to say to all of them, as it were. L'cholu. Tanya Idach, now we're going to continue to riff on Amor Lahem. Kotav Rachud Panim Keneged Panim. Kotav Archu means the Kohanim have to face the people. This, by the way, is something many people do not know and fall into a mistake that when the Kohanim get up to do Birchat Kohanim, especially in Chutzlarts, when it's not done that often, they turn their backs to the Kohanim. That's based on Mishnah Chagiga in the second parak. But on a misread and a misunderstanding. And as a result of that, they have their backs to the Kohanim, they're not included in the bracha, something we'll deal with at the beginning of the next podcast. But the Kohanim have to face the people. You're telling me that Kotav Archu means face to face. Maybe it's face to back. Maybe the people turn their backs to the Kohanim. Tamun Lomar, Emor Lahem. Therefore, the Torah says, Emor Lahem. Kotav Archu Bnei Israel, Emor Lahem. Speak to them. Ki adam homer lechaveiro, like a man speaking to his friend. You have to talk like you're talking to a friend. Tanya idach kotavarchu. We have another brayta that says kotavarchu bekol ram. We understand that means out loud. Maybe the Kohanim just say the bracha silently. Therefore, again, that's why it says Amor Lahem. A man speaking to his friend. Talk. So Amor Lahem now is not Hashem speaking to the Kohanim or Moshe speaking to the Kohanim, but how the Kohanim have to speak to Bnei Israel face to face, out loud. Amar Baye, so Abaye now adds in a tangent to this. Naktinan, we have a tradition. Lishnaim kore Kohanim, l'chad eno kore Kohen. When you call the Kohanim up, this is the way most Rishonim understand this, only when there is more than one Kohen do you call out the word Kohanim to get to provoke the bracha. But when there's only one, you don't say Kohen, you don't just don't say anything. Rabbeinu Peretz had a different shita here, which is not accepted the halacha, which is that only when you have more than one Kohen do you do Birchat Kohanim. But again, that's not the way it's understood generally, and the practice is that if there's only one Kohen, he goes up and is not called, but he begins the bracha on his own. Why should Amar Emor Lahem? Lahem is plural. L'shnaim. Now this means that Amor Lahem is Moshe speaking to the Kohanim, not the Kohanim speaking to the people. So we're using Amor Lahem in its delicious ambiguity both ways. The Amar of Chista, Naktinan, we have a tradition. Kohen korei kohanim. Only a kohen can call out and say kohanim. Vein Yisrael korei kohanim. A non-kohen cannot say kohanim. Shemor amor lahem. Speak to them, meaning amira mishalamte. I mean, it's their words to use. Ve'achotak avatei d'abaye. The Gemara then concludes, we do rule like Abaye, that only when there's two do we call it kohanim. Ve'leitachotak avatei d'Rav Chista. We do not accept Rav Chista l'halacha, and therefore even a non-kohen may invite the kohanim to give the bracha by saying kohanim. That's why I put the little check mark next to Abaye and the X next to Rav Chista on the handout. Okay, the next piece. Amar Rav Shimon Levi. The next couple of pieces are somewhat agadic, and then we're going to return to the halachot of Birchat Kohanim. Manash HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitavel Birchat Kohanim. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu longs for Birchat Kohanim? Shemar v'samu et shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. As if saying, place my name on Bnei Israel so that I can bless them. I love to bless them. Any Kohen who gives the bracha is blessed. But if he does not give a bracha, he himself is not blessed. I will bless those who bless you. And so therefore, those who bless Bnei Israel, the Kohanim, themselves are blessed if they do so. Any Kohen who does not go up to give Birchat Kohanim, over b'shlosha aseh, he violates three mitzvot aseh. Kotavarchu, that shall you bless, and Amor Lahem say to them, and now this is now the Kohanim should say to the people, and v'samu shmi, place my name on Bnei Israel. They have done none of those. Rav Amar Choshin Shama ben Grusha ben Chlutzahu. Rav adds another component. He says, perhaps this guy, this Kohen, is pasul. So v'lo pligi, really, Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rav are not disagreeing about the impact of his non-participation. Hadasalik leprakim, if once in a while he goes up, so we're not concerned that he's not a valid Kohen, but we say that he violates three lotases. Hadasalik leprakim, but if he never goes up, then we really have to be concerned that he is not a fully legitimate Kohen. Remember Shimon Levi, kol Kohen shenola leba'avodah, any Kohen who does not go up to the Duchan during the bracha of Avodah, what we refer to as Ritzei, shuvei no'olek, cannot go up. Why? Aaron lifted up his hands and then came down from doing the chatat. In other words, Birchat Kohanim is intrinsically tied to and immediately the consequence of the avodah. So therefore, a Kohen cannot sit around during the avodah and not move and then suddenly run up to do Birchat Kohanim. Aini, is that really true? Avraham Rav Asi, who were the great Kohanim of Eretz Israel in the generation after Rabbi Yochanan, Salki, they used to come up and they would not get up to the Duchan, to the platform, to where to give Birchat Kohanim until after Avodah. The answer is Rav Asi Mikra Havu Akri Karayu. Originally, at the point of Avodah, they'd start moving their legs. Mam Talo Havimatu Hatam, but they wouldn't get there until later. Meaning, they started moving during Avodah. His kavanah, Rishum and Levi's halacha, is that the Kohen is barred from coming out to Birchat Kohanim only if he didn't start moving his legs during Avodah. If he started walking, he's old, he's whatever, for whatever reason, it takes him a little while. If he starts moving during Avodah, then Ola, he's allowed to come up. Utnan Nami, and we have a Mishnah that in Brachot that supports that. If a Kohen is a Shtech Tzibur and he is confident that he can, while being with Shtech Tzibur, can turn around, do Birchat Kohanim, and then go back to his Tefillah, then Rishai, he's allowed to do it. We have in our discussion of that halacha, because the Mishnah first states that a Kohen, who is a Shliach Tzibur, should not answer Amen after the Kohanim, and if he's a Kohen, he should not do Birchat Kohanim, but if he knows that he's confident that afterwards he can go back to his tefillah, he's allowed to. And in our discussion of that, we said, Halo Akar, but he didn't move his legs, and after all, you have to move a little bit from your place during Avodah. Ella Dinad Porta, the answer is he has to move a little bit. So as long as Rami Ravasi or anybody else moved a little bit during Avodah, that signifies they recognize the intrinsic connection between Avodah and Birchat Kohanim, and they're allowed to come up. From Shimon Levi, from here to the end of what we're going to do today, are tangential and tangent on a tangent, not related to Birchat Kohanim. From Shimon Levi, Ein notnim kos shel bracha levarech ela tov ayin. A kos shel bracha, for brachat hamazon, for instance, is only given to someone who himself is generous. Shnemar tov ayin hu yivorach, literally, a generous person will be blessed, kinatan milachmo ladal, because he's given his food to the poor. Al tikre yivorach elei varech. Don't read, he will be blessed, but rather, he will bless. V'yamar b'shumen levi, minayin shafilu ofot makirin b'tzare ha'ayin. Another drasha b'shumen levi on a pasuk in Mishlei, that's all that connects it, except, of course, in the issue of generosity versus miserliness, which is, how do we know that even the birds know who is miserly? Shenemar ki chinam mizorah harashet ba'inei kol ba'al kanaf. The trap is spread out for all those who have wings. In other words, they know who's there. Anybody who gets benefit from a stingy person violates halav. Shenamar al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin. Don't eat food with somebody who is stingy. Ki kemo sar benafsho kein hu achol v'shalto yomar lach. The full pasuk is al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin. Don't want to eat with him. So he's really fooling you. He says, here, eat with me, but he's really not with you. In other words, somebody you should stay away from. Rachma Yitzchak Amar, over b'shnei lavim. You really violate two lavim. Al tilcham and al titav. In the second half of the pasuk, don't desire his stuff. Meshubin Levi, in eglat rufam ba'el, b'shvil tzarei ha'ayin. The Egla Rufa, which we'll deal with in the beginning of the ninth parak, the ceremony of the Egla Rufa, which is one of the items in our Mishnah, a Mishnah Bet, of things that must be said in Hebrew, which is done when a homicide victim is found between cities, only happens because of stinginess. Why? Shenemar, v'anu v'amru adem lo shavchot adam azeh. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk that the Beit Din has to say, we didn't kill this guy. And the Mishnah then comments, would you think the elders of the court are murderers, that they have to say we didn't kill him? This is not someone who came to us and we ignored his needs and didn't give him food. So he's not somebody that we abandoned and didn't escort him and didn't give him food. So in other words, the notion is that it's because of stinginess of the townspeople that didn't give this guy proper anchoring and proper support that he was an easy victim and easy prey for the murderer who took his life. We will pick up with the laws of Birchat Kohanim in the next podcast exactly this point at Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet, and continue on to Lamed Tet Amud Bet, and after that, in the next podcast, finish the sugya of Birchat Kohanim. Everyone should have a wonderful